Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You remember Operation Dudula? Yes, Operation Dudula was one of the parties that intended to be on the ballot as we go to the elections on the 29th of May. Well, it turns out that they ended up not being on the ballot. They want to challenge this. They want to go all the way to the Constitutional Court, and we will explain why that is the case. Zandile Dubula is Operation Dudula Movement Secretary General, who is on the line with us. Ms. Dubula, thank you so much. Dubula, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Kumelo, and good evening to the listeners at home.
I just want us to, if you don't mind, just track us and take us back to the processes that you took as Operation Dudula to get on the ballot and what happened. We understand that you had done all the necessary work, collected the signatures and so on, until the very last minute when there were technical glitches when you were trying to upload some information. Give us those details.
Now, Kumelo, let me start by saying that you know, the whole process, the IEC process on its own was a way of eliminating small political parties like Operation Dudula, because the signature process on its own was a very difficult task, I must say. Many small political parties have fallen off the process because they couldn't reach the target that was set by the IEC. But Operation Dudula, because we are rooted across nine provinces, we managed to collect all the signatures that were required. But what happened is that when we started capturing our candidates, we captured the provinces that we are going to contest on, which is Gauteng, Limpopo, and the Western Cape, and we completed that. And we now had to generate a reference number for the national, which was the first reference number that we generated. So we generated the reference number for the national a ballot paper, and we got the same 300,000. Then at the later stage, we created the second reference number, and we paid the 150 for the three provinces that we are contesting. So what the IEC is claiming is that we went to go and delete the first reference number. But we still don't understand how possible is it that we delete the reference number but we pay using the same reference number that was generated, and it's the IEC's reference number. So we paid by that reference number, and when it was our turn to capture the national candidate, the system blocked us from capturing. So we battled for, I think it was an hour before the cutoff time, and we made calls to the IEC, and we spoke to one of their officials that, you know what, we're battling to upload our national candidate. Can you assist? We're getting an error. And she said she promised to come back to us. We waited for about 15 minutes and we still noticed that she's not coming back to us. But we still insisted and made phone calls to the IEC. And she promised that one of their technical guys will come back to us. And we waited. But whilst waiting, we continued to try working on the system that we battled. At that time, we have uploaded all our supporters. We have qualified to make payments. Everything was okay. But we just couldn't upload our national candidates. And 36 minutes to past four, we then decided that, you know what, let us take a screen grab of the technical glitch that we are experiencing. Let us send it to the IEC and actually, because now we're trying to create a paper trail to say, because we knew at some point that they might deny that the system had had issues. So we decided to push an email to say, this is the problem that we are encountering with your system. Can we get help? You then promised to call us, but nobody has called us ever since. We've been waiting for your phone call. And because we had included a few officials from the office, from the IEC office, And then one other lady that I didn't speak to now comes back to say, what are you battling with? And I tell the lady that I'm battling to capture my national candidate.
Yes.
And then she comes back to say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And because time is against us now. We then left with some few minutes before the cut of time.
Mm.
And then I then decided that, you know what, I'm going to type our ID numbers to and push the email to the IEC. That was about 6 minutes to 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I typed all our ID numbers that included the national list. Obviously, they will also translate to the regional list to say that because you failed to come back to us, I'm pushing this email to you guys so that you can load them on your site.
Mm.
That was before 5 o'clock. And they still failed to come back to us.
Mm.
Now, we waited until the system closed. Unfortunately, the system closed, but we were at comfort because we thought we gave them everything that needed to be done before cut off time.
Mm-hmm.
And after 5 o'clock, we phoned a few officials. We spoke to one official, and the official, they were very rude, I must say, and said that there's nothing we can do because the system is closed.
Mm-hmm.
We tried explaining the matter that we had phoned before the system closed, that we were encountering problems, but no one came back to us.
Mm.
And they told us straight that, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. Please come to please phone us on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But then we phoned another official, and then the official said, you know what, send your query to info to one of their email address. And we did that. And we expected them to come back to us, but nothing.
Mm.
Monday morning, we decided to go to the IEC office. And we met one of the officials, a gentleman, and I'm not going to be throwing names here, but we were actually blocked from seeing other officials, and we were told that no one is allowed to see the officials until I think probably end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But we were advised that we know your matter.
Mm-hmm.
One of the officials has reported your matter.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking into it. We will definitely come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're sitting with comfort that at least they know that something happened, transpired, and we still are waiting for that phone call from the IEC to tell us what's the way forward from the day.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happens. But we sent another email to say, guys, we're still waiting for you. Are we ever going to get any response to our problem? But nothing still. But the last email that we got was that we are looking into your matter. Someone will call you soon. But to our surprise, no one phoned us. But on the 26th, when the candidate list was supposed to be published on the IEC website, we then thought to ourselves, you know what? We haven't received any feedback from the IEC. They are publishing their list, and we don't know what's happening with our candidate.
Mm.
Let's go to their offices. And we went there in the offices, and we spoke to two officials, and one of the officials told us straight that you guys have been disqualified.
Hmm.
To our surprise, we start asking questions. How are we being disqualified? They said you did not upload your national candidates. Then we started asking questions. You are claiming we did not submit, but we had asked for assistance before cut off time, but we failed. You guys failed us. And they told us straight that there's nothing we can do.
Mm.
And unfortunately, even if you go to court, you will not win this matter.
Mm.
So you must just focus on the provinces that you qualify on and just move forward.
Mm.
And we came out from the IEC offices thinking, okay, maybe it makes sense. Maybe let's just focus on Gauteng, Limpopo, and the Western Cape.
Mm.
But the following day, we thought to ourselves that, guys, no, we did everything that we could to get help from the IEC, but we couldn't. That's when we started filing an urgent application with the Electoral Court.
Mm.
And, you know, our legal team advised us, and we gave all the information, all the screenshots. We sent to them, and the application was filed. But I think they came back to us, I think, a week later to give us a date on when actually our matter will be heard.
Mm. So obviously yesterday you heard the news, right, from the court?
Yes, yesterday we heard the news. So our matter was heard on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us that they're reserving the judgment. They did not even tell us till when.
Yes.
And the funny part of it is that it looks like there are matches that are being prioritized, because I know there was a match that was always being televised, and the judgment came just the next day, and they were even told when the time and date when the judgment would be. Mm. But in our case, we just left in the dark. We don't even know when our judgment is coming out. But to our surprise, yesterday afternoon, mm-hmm. we received the judgment to say that our case is dismissed.
It's been dismissed, and the reasons will be...
With no reason.
They're saying that the reasons will follow.
Yes, the reasons will follow. So we still are waiting for reasons, but our legal team we instructed our legal team to request the reasons. Mm-hmm. So IEC has still not come back to us. They promised that they will send the reasons, but we still don't know what the reasons are.
You don't have much time. As far as I understood it, you were hoping that you would get those reasons today or tomorrow, in which case you would like to go ahead and go to the Concord and take this matter further.
Correct.
When do you want to apply to the Concord? Yeah?
We're definitely going to take this matter to the Concord. One, let them rather postpone the election, the voting date.
You would like the IEC to postpone the election date?
Yes, because they themselves are the ones that actually dragged this whole thing. If they dealt with our matter from the onset, we wouldn't have even gone to the electoral court. We wouldn't have been filing with the Concord currently if they dealt with our matter before this whole issue had turned out to be such a big mess. So it's their delay. They caused this whole delay. And it's going... They always claim to say IEC is free and fair elections. But in this case, it's not going to be the case, because if it was a free and fair election, they were supposed to assist us from the onset. But they failed to do so. We went to the electoral court. It seems as if the court is also biased, because they would not even listen to our argument when we even produced proof that we actually pushed our emails before the cut of time. So there's nothing fair about everything that's happening here. So the only thing that can happen is that they probably have to postpone the date, or they need to deal with our matter before printing their ballot papers. And I'm not even sure if they have started or not. I know that the CEO was in a hurry to print the ballot papers, because I think yesterday he's been talking a lot about printing the ballot papers and finalizing how many political parties will be contesting nationally, and yet we are still excluded from that. So this whole process is not fair at all.
Are you going to, what's your recourse when you do go to the Concord and the Concord says, we also believe that this should be set aside? You don't really have much grounds to take this further. What then is your recourse?
So we believe that we have a very strong case, I must say. We've got a very strong case with all the proof that we have. And one other thing is that we're not the only political party that experienced the very same glitch. I think there's more than five of us.
Yes, and five of you have the similar matter, yes.
Similar matter. So I think it's about 10. With similar matters, but I think the five of us, they're very close to each other. And the IEC is dismissing all our cases. So it's definitely something that doesn't add up here in this whole process. It's like we're being eliminated not to contest nationally, but provincially, yes, we can do as we please, but nationally it's like we are being blocked in the very similar way. So there's definitely something wrong with the IEC, if I can say. And there are rumors, people would tell you that IEC is captured. And I think I'm starting to believe in those rumors, because what I'm experiencing now, with all the proof that I have, with all the help that we tried to get as Operation Dudula, but IEC has failed us. We have all the proof. That's why we believe that let us take it to the next level, because if the electoral court couldn't help us, can we then take this matter to another level? Because I know there's been WhatsApp messages that's been circulating that we will be closing the roads and, we're going to be shutting down. But Operation Dudula is not a vigilante group, so that's why we're going to take these matters to court. But we would like the IEC to take this matter seriously, because in honest fact, we did all that was required by the IEC.
Sandile Dabula is Operation Dudula Movement's Secretary General. Thank you very much for your time. We'll obviously keep an eye on the story.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.